from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, nearly 300 Federal Aviation Administration employees have been fired by the Trump administration. The employees got their notices over the weekend in a move their union calls, quote, a hastily made decision in an agency already challenged by understaffing. The workers affected include mechanics, aviation safety assistants, and others. Too many cars are on New Jersey's roads with open safety recalls, according to advocates. A proposed law in the state legislature tries to ensure you never miss a notice about a recall and the opportunity to get it fixed for free. About a quarter of vehicle owners never take care of these recalls, says Craig Orlin with the American Honda Motor Company.
Which means there's over 600,000 vehicles driving on New Jersey state roads today that have a critical safety defect.
His group is in favor of a bill that requires inspection facilities to notify drivers of open recalls when their vehicle comes through. The MVC would have to do the same upon vehicle registration and renewal. Police say a New Jersey child was allegedly targeted by an accused predator using a popular video game.
An Ohio man is accused of befriending a 9-year-old in Morris County while playing Fortnite, then sending sexually explicit chats, photos, and videos to the victim. 21-year-old Brett Templeton is charged with sexual assault, child endangerment, and showing obscene material to a minor. The recent arrest has police reminding guardians to monitor online game and social media use by children. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Single-family home buildings sentiment tanked to the lowest level in 5 months in February. The housing market index fell 5 points from January. Concerns over Donald Trump's proposed tariffs are being partly blamed by the National Association of Home Builders, who say the prospect of needed materials made in other countries costing more is causing uncertainty. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 10 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And is it still going to be windy? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are no significant widespread snowstorms on the horizon for New Jersey. There is a bit of snow in the forecast for tomorrow, especially along the southern coast, but I think we're only looking at an inch or two of accumulation centered on far southern New Jersey, Cape May and Atlantic counties. For most of New Jersey, no accumulation, no travel impacts from this storm system. Tonight stays mainly clear, and it is going to be cold. Lows in the teens, wind chills in the single digits. Turning cloudy tomorrow with light snow clipping the southern coast late. Highs in the upper 20s. A continuing chance for snow showers on Thursday. Maybe a little more widespread, but again, not a big deal. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday. Highs around 30. Sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. Highs push into the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Somerville, it's 27 degrees. Asbury Park, 27. And Woodbury, 27. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet connection backup and business phone all for just $90 a month. Visit optimum.com/business or call 8552-OPTIMUM today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.